Welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. In its sixth annual evaluation and report, Black Hawk Network has partnered with NAPCO Research on the benchmarking of more than 100 merchants across three countries, looking at their in-store, online, and mobile gift card programs. The data looks at industry trends and actionable best practices for organizations looking to build or improve their program. Joining me today is Sarah Kozitsky, Director of Research at Black Hawk Network, Andrew Solomon, Vice President of Sales at Black Hawk Network, and Jordan Hirschfield, Director of Prepaid at Javelin Strategy and Research. They're going to delve into the key findings from the NAPCO report and offer actionable items listeners can take away from this research. Sarah, Andrew, and Jordan, thank you so much for joining us today. I know we have a lot to unpack, but before we go into the key findings, Sarah, for anyone that may not be familiar with this annual research, what does the NAPCO research team look at in this annual assessment?
Thanks, Rima. I'm excited to be here to talk about one of my favorite benchmarking studies that BHN conducts almost every year. In fact, it's in its sixth year, which means we have about a half a decade of investment into this particular industry-leading research, which includes merchants across the U.S., the U.K., and Australia. And the NAPCO team is one of our favorite partners on this particular study, and they helped really assess merchants on their in-store, online, and mobile gift card program experiences. They actually do go in-store, they go on the websites, they go in the apps, and they're really purchasing gift cards and assessing that experience across about 175 different criteria points. And it's really criteria and things like, how easy is it to find that gift card? You know, they're looking at the searchability online. They're looking at, you know, where is it located within the store upon walking in and entering. They're looking at the types of faceplates and denomination offerings, including whether it's a variable load versus a single select, you know, $25 gift card. They're actually going through the exact process that a customer would go through really to assess that experience. Even things including like, what's that recipient experience once the email gets delivered if it's a digital gift card? So they're really assessing the fine points of your gift card program. And we also adjust criteria every year. So we look at things in the industry that might be changing or customer expectations that have become kind of front and center. We're always looking at things that, you know, maybe once upon a time they were sort of off the cuff or not everybody was doing it, but now suddenly everybody is. And so that may change and reflect a new criteria that gets added into the mix. And then ultimately, the report really does reveal industry trends as well as actionable best practices that can build and improve upon your current gift card program. And today we're going to spend most of our time really discussing and delving into the U.S. report, which includes over 100 different merchants across 12 different verticals. And we even did a separate study where we looked at 25 digital ascendant brands and influencers. And then one thing that was net new this year was really kind of pulling apart that convenience store vertical. We felt like this was an important category where, you know, a lot of consumers are leveraging those on-the-go kind of moments where, hey, I have to stop and get gas, but there's also this opportunity to pick up my coffee and a gift card to go.
Thanks for that, Sarah. Andrew, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that we've compiled a, you know, a really incredible research to really show how people can build their programs. And I think what the numbers are showing is that people are investing in this and it is driving business to the merchants. And it is a great way for us to show how year over year people have been able to build their programs.
Before we dive into the research, Andrew, are you able to share some general gift card trends and maybe share what the gift card buyer looks like?
Yeah, and I definitely can, and Sarah will follow up on this also. But by 2026, U.S. gift card market is expected to be over $260 billion, and the digital market is expected to reach nearly $135 billion. Almost 50% of all gift cards by 2026 will be digital. Gift cards are still the most requested gift now for 16 years in a row. 75% of those consumers have purchased gifts cards in the last 12 months, which is just staggering. Some other interesting tidbits we learned were gift card shoppers buy two times the amount of people than folks who buy traditional physical gifts when it comes to key gifting occasions beyond just holiday. So birthdays, anniversaries, Valentine's Days, Mother's Day, those kind of things. When it comes to the recipients, 6 out of 10 gift cards are purchased for giving, and 4 out of 10 gift cards are purchased for self-use, especially in times of inflation, when people are looking to save money. We're starting to see a lot more self-use purchases, looking for bundles and deals and BOGOs, those kind of things. When it comes to where customers are buying gift cards, over 70% are still buying gift cards at third-party physical retailers, so grocery stores, convenience stores, pharmacies, those type of places. When talking about what kinds of gift cards people are buying, there's a strong desire right now for more cards like Visa, MasterCard, where they can use them anywhere, or multi-branded cards. We're seeing a huge uplift in cards that have multiple options, and the end user can pick from multiple locations. Holiday is, of course, as always, is the Super Bowl of gift giving. In the past year was no exception. For those who were lucky enough to receive a gift card, 75% of those people said they would spend more than the gift card value. And I think that's what's really important here, is not only are they utilizing the gift card, but a lot of people are feeling like that's free money. And so if they really only wanted to spend $50, they're still willing to spend their $50 plus the $50 they were given. So there's a lot of uplift in the gift card segment.
And Andrew, I'll jump in also with some behaviors we see on the Javelin side. Javelin has been started doing our own prepaid consumer sentiment survey, and really highlights a lot of the same themes that you're seeing. So one, we're seeing third party retailers continue to being those leading gift card purchase locations. And, not just, I know you mentioned pharmacies, but those big box stores, supermarkets, but also online retailers who are selling those gift cards, both in physical and digital forms, as being a top location that people purchase their gift cards, either for self-use or for others. And in terms of behavior, I know you were mentioning with holiday gift cards, but in general, we're seeing 35% of consumers will spend more than the value of the card, usually or always, when they receive a card. 30% usually or always will buy a more expensive item than they typically would. And I think that's a really fascinating point, because it's that ability to splurge, because it's, that gifted money that you have. And 28% will usually or always try a new brand, product, or service. So not only are you buying things potentially that are more expensive, but you're expanding the repertoire of what people will try and purchase, because they have this ability to feel like a little more risk-free trial of something with the gift card they received. And I think that's really fascinating, to the ability to really expand upon the price points and the products that people purchase. And the other thing that I really want to mention is a lot of trending we're seeing with loyalty programs. So linking the gift cards and loyalty program really brings positive ongoing results. In nearly every vertical, we find that belonging to a loyalty program increases spend and increases self-use of gift cards. So that I think you might have said it was about 4 in 10 is self-use, which is similar to what we see. And I think that's a really great way to continue that ability to draw in results on an ongoing basis versus just a one-time use.
So to highlight a few additional pieces, thank you so much for those, because I think it does highlight this sense of newness where, we've got kind of that gift card recipient. And over the holidays, we found out that nearly a quarter of them were gifted a gift card to someplace new. So not even just like if you got the Visa and MasterCard, or you got the gift card to the place that you've always gone, but you've gotten kind of to experiment with a new brand or a new product at that store, but you also maybe be gifted a completely new brand or place that you haven't yet tried. And so I think that does kind of speak to the volume of like the importance and impact of gift cards. And then to kind of go back to this needs and wants, because we're coming up to that holiday season, when we had really kind of dove into it more, people really do want to, like, gift cards to be leveraged for something that people really need, because they do recognize, we're in this inflationary time, and being able to kind of get even the household goods, covered so that maybe you can spend money on kind of the fun and splurge items, I think is going to be something that we're going to watch for this holiday season.
Yeah, I think to really add on to that, I think that especially when it comes to digital, what we're seeing is that a company can easily have 5% of their annual sales from Black Friday through Christmas, with Christmas Eve and Christmas Day being the major days of their business on digital mobile gifting. Pretty staggering.
Lots of great stats were shared. I want to go back to the NAPCO report. Sarah, what were some of the biggest takeaways, some of the key findings from this year's research?
Yeah, so since we've been doing this research about 6 years ago, what we've seen is the average scores have really seen a nice uplift. From 6 years ago when we started, the average score was about 42%. And this past year in 2023, it was up to 70%. And a lot of that is really kind of highlighting what Andrew was talking about with this notion of digital. It also folds into that mobile experience. We saw a nice uplift in mobile, and especially when we think about, in-store mobile experiences, that's where we saw the biggest jump of like 24% year over year. So that was fantastic to see, especially as we know, Andrew even highlighted the fact that digital is going to be about 50% of gift card sales by 2026. So, really kind of putting more of that, appetite for consumers to have that in their hands when they're trying to think about what they're going to get. And, I think too, it's really a great place to kind of invest as you think about how else you can kind of elevate your gift card program and really thinking about what that recipient experience is like. It may not seem like a big takeaway, but with such strong improvements in mobile and digital this year, what we saw is making sure that customers can really find and discover gift cards is so critically important, especially if they're on like a website header and they're just sort of trying to type in like, I'm looking for your gift cards. Like that might be the one thing they came to the website to do. So really making sure that, they can easily find those, but then once they've found it and they've added it to their basket, making sure that they've got aesthetically pleasing pages at the checkout and that they are able to easily check out and also kind of put in the information that's needed in order to get that digital gift card across to their friends and family is important too.
Yeah, and I'll jump in. I think one, in terms of digital, we're seeing really great new data on this as well. And I know y'all talked about movement towards a 50% split. And I think we're definitely well on their way. We're getting close in our data to a 60-40 split physical to digital already. And so, definitely agree that 50% split is coming very soon. And right now we see the values on digital cards a little bit lower on average, about $30 lower than physical for what they receive for the year. But I think that's catching up as well. And really more fascinating to me is the use of digital is equal or better in terms of how they use the card. So that usage pattern where we look at, any kind of unused balance, those unused balances remain low. And at the median for a physical card, it's about a dollar. It's hard to sometimes use those extra 72 cents that are left over. And on a physical card, people struggle with that. On a digital card, our median remaining balance is zero. So it helps retailers move those dollars into actualized revenue. And you're seeing, people are able, I think there's a lot of fear in the marketplace. Oh, I don't know how to use digital, but I don't think it's real. I think it's just conjecture. It's not real. I think the data shows that people are able to use those digital cards and they use them to their full value.
Andrew, how about you? What stood out in this research?
I think what's really set out to me is how the scores greatly increased, kind of across the board, how people are really thinking about their programs and taking them to the next level, thinking about that omni-channel that customers, even when they're in the store, they're on their phone looking up stuff, they're scanning items, they're doing all kinds of things. So they're multi-shopping while they're in physical stores or online. They're looking at different opportunities and how can you expand your program and what can you do to your program both physically and digitally so that you're capturing as many of those consumers as possible.
For those who are looking to start a gift card program or work towards improving their current program, what are some actionable items they can take from this report? Andrew, I'll throw that over to you first.
Yeah, I think there are so many things that you got to take in consideration, both on the physical and digital side. Obviously, fixture size and what those fixtures are crucial. We all are in our supermarkets all the time and we're walking past the gift card, end caps. What can be done to change it, to change the look, to change the feel, to grab someone's attention? Is it size? Is it color? Is it lighting? There are so many things there. Like I said, the placement, where you're putting them. Is it just in the typical end cap? Are you doing some, holiday kind of shippers in aisle type things at checkout? the theme, the marketing around it, you know, the gift wrap, making it a special experience, you know, the carrier that it's in, does it have a different feel and look to it, you know, for holidays and other, you know, gift giving points, obviously, you know, loyalty, you know, 4x fuel points, those type of things. I'm sure Jared's going to, you know, touch on some more of those, and then mobile innovations. And we've kind of talked about those, making, you know, a great experience, mobily also. We've seen things like unwrapping the gift card in a mobile setting. We actually had to add in rewrapping the gift card because people like unwrapping and rewrapping it. So I think those are some of the things that, you know, on the physical side that people would need to definitely think about.
And if I could jump in and just sort of add on, I think with that fixture that we were talking about, you know, we went and did some research and found that consumers often pair a gift card with another gift. And so even placement within the store, if you could think about, like, you know, most often people are putting them in greeting cards. So like having them near the greeting card section, sometimes they're pairing chocolates or even flowers. And so if there is that opportunity to kind of make get a one-stop, easy kind of shopping experience for them, you know, pick up the flowers, get the gift card, pick up that chocolate set and get the gift card, pair it with the greeting card, like really make it easy so that they don't kind of forget all the things that they needed to kind of put together for that giftable moment.
Yeah, and to jump in as well, and Andrew's completely right. Loyalty is kind of my theme of the current times. So absolutely, there's that ability from the retailer perspective who's selling multiple gift cards, that 4x fuel points. I'm totally a proponent of that. I've been in the grocery store and looked at a gift card of a restaurant I knew I was going to go to for lunch that day, and I buy my gift card right there. Got my 4x fuel points and paid for my lunch that I was going to pay for anyway. It's such a simple way to ensure a little bit of loyalty to that retailer. But then there's also the, you know, to me, the mobile play ties in closely with loyalty for the brands themselves. And really, you know, the mobile app's kind of the driver of that, but tying in how you tie in the physical card purchase and the upload of that balance, how you tie in the digital ones and increase those loads and the stored value accounts. And to me, the communication from retailers, and I really think the food and beverage retailers, in my opinion, are really strong on this. It spurs loads. It provides rewards. It increases that loyalty and advocacy of the product. And there's an instant gratification element. You know, consumers get that status. I'm a gold member. I'm a platinum member. And then they get additional rewards, which might be another $5 digital gift card that's promoted, which we talked about, provides the opportunity to try that new product. There's a new sandwich at the store. I'm going to try that because I got the $5 bonus for that. I'm going to, you know, spend, you know, I'm going to get the milkshake because why not? I've got extra value. So these things are paying for themselves by providing that those self-use and those promotional gift cards that go back. And then it also allows them to stay ahead of regulatory work. When you're in that kind of business and you're working on the stored value, it allows you to stay ahead of escheatment, of cash out, of different things like that, because you're constantly spurring your customers to update their account, restarting the account, the balances, and making sure that you don't run into those problems and you actually do recognize that revenue in a really fast fashion.
And Jordan, I'm glad you brought that up because I think, you know, in some other research that we did, we saw something very similar. Consumers who were given kind of that promotional opportunity said, yeah, you know what? I'm probably going to spend a little bit more or buy a second gift card just because if there is that additional value, you know, they want to be able to kind of take advantage of that as they're thinking about all the people that they need to gift for, but also maybe for, you know, that additional sandwich or the new thing that they want to try at the restaurant that they're feeling like, I don't know if I'm going to like it, but now that I've got this kind of extra value sitting here, like, it's okay. I'm going to let myself, you know, have that experience.
You all covered loyalty as well as, like, you know, improving gift card programs in store. Obviously, digital is making such a big impact in the space. I'd like to hear more about that as well. Andrew, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I think digital is becoming more and more important. Every day, we're seeing the shift kind of accelerated through COVID into digital. And there's many pieces that make a really good digital program. First of all, avoiding declined transaction. It's imperative that you ensure your company's risk management solution knows the difference between a good transaction and a bad one. What that's saying is, instead of trying to keep the bad actors out, try to figure out how do you let the most amount of good customers in, and with a robust platform, you should be able to do that. you know, teaming up with partners. The cost of a declined transaction could be detrimental, you know, to a merchant. That customer could go find somebody else, a competitor, and then they become a loyal consumer of that merchant. So a declined transaction is just so important. Sell your own branded gift cards in all the channels. So yes, selling them in third party in a supermarket, but what we're seeing is a lot of consumers are going directly to the merchant's own site. So having a robust e-gift card platform on your site is imperative also. You can go from e-gift to a digital card, but also offering, you know, from an e-commerce site, shipping out a physical card. So kind of that once again, that omni-channel experience. Payment options, obviously, as we continue to see new payment options, Venmo, crypto, those type of things, PayPal. It's crucial that there are all different kinds of payment options and ways to pay, you know, buy now, pay later, those type of things, you know, for options. And then we talked a little bit about this, but the recipient experience, even though it might be a digital format, you know, having an animated card, a card, you know, from a hibachi restaurant where the hibachi cookers, you know, chopping up everything on the front of the card right there live is something fun that we've seen. Like I said before, unwrapping the gift card, hitting a button and it tears the wrapping off in it, and all of a sudden the gift card pops up. So that experience, even digitally, like we talked about physically in the store, what's it look like when you walk past the gift card mall? What's the digital experience feel like too? Because people want an experience. And then obviously it's really important to have notifications. One, you want to know that you purchased your gift card. Two, you want to know that your gift card was sent to the recipient. And three, you want to know that that recipient open the gift card. So having a robust platform that allows the consumer to feel confident about their purchase is truly important.
I'll throw in also on digital, you know, one thing, and we didn't go really in depth on the incentive business, but in terms of, especially when you look at the holidays and gifting, the corporate incentives to their employees, kind of that one to many, one purchaser to many recipients, digital is critical in that with employees spread out. And having that ability to easily, if you want to provide a little gift to all your employees, it's such a critical channel for that. And also, to, you know, in our research, a little more fruitful. It's generally those loads are a little bit higher for the initial gift than a typical card. So I think that digital channel is such a critical expansion opportunity to get into to those corporate incentives, kind of one purchaser to many recipient type of transactions.
And I'll add that I think, you know, as well, digital is really seen as a benefit for those who may not be able to travel this holiday season. So if you're thinking, hey, you know, if I can't take it because I can't fly on the plane, or I want it to make sure that it gets there, I think digital is a really nice option to make that happen for someone.
Sarah, Andrew, and Jordan, thank you so much again for joining us today. So much great insight was shared, not only from the recent NAFCA report, but also what retailers can do to improve their gift card programs. For even more insight, check out the 2023 NAFCA research report in the article below.